from WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point.
The sun is shining on, makes me proud to know the good man knows this, yeah. The problems of the day seem to fade away when I look into the sky.
Straight out of San Angelo, Texas, Los Lonely Boys hit it big in 2004 with their debut album. But before all the fame, the Garza brothers, Henry, JoJo, and Ringo, played backup for their father in cantinas and roadhouses across the Lone Star State and up through Nashville. Their story is a story of music, Chicano family struggle, and Texican pride. This hour on Point, we're talking with Los Lonely Boys, the Mexican-American sensation from West Texas, the proud and multi-platinum voice of the Texican. You can join the conversation behind the pop. Can you feel the history in this music? American, Mexican, Texican. And what do you make of Los Lonely Boys? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Joining me now from New York are the Garza brothers Henry, JoJo, and Ringo, Los Lonely Boys. Their 2004 self-titled debut album included the big hit Heaven, which won them a Grammy in 2005 for Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group. They've shared the stage with Tim McGraw, the Rolling Stones, and Bob Dylan. They've opened for Santana. Their friend and Texas mentor Willie Nelson makes a guest appearance on their big new album, Sacred. Henry, JoJo, Ringo, Los Lonely Boys, welcome to On Point. Great to have you here.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having us, bro.
It's fantastic. It's just terrific to have you. I watched a documentary about you all, Hector Galán's documentary last night. I feel like I know your family and you all. What a story. Just tremendous. I don't know. Dive in here. Describe San Angelo, Texas, for those of our listeners who do not know it. And the Mexican-American kind of culture and history there. Henry, JoJo, Ringo, whoever. Describe your hometown. Henry, please.
This is Henry, man. I mean, you know, the documentary, you know, to give you a little scoop on it a little bit, we really didn't know what was happening when they were filming, and all we knew was these guys came up to us and said, hey, man, is it all right if we film a few of your shows? And, you know, and...
Well, I'm glad they got you that way. It sounds very candid, and the picture that comes across is compelling.
Yeah, it really is, you know, and we were really surprised ourselves to see, you know, all the family that, like, our grandpa was in it, our mom, our sisters.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was kind of crazy to see our lives in 90 minutes.
Yes, yes, and they've got it. And the images from San Angelo, your parents and the older generation talking about what life was like there for Chicanos not so many years ago, pretty tough. Give us a sense of that.
Well, you know, it was really tough, you know, for generations. It's been really tough for, you know, Mexicans, Americans. And for our personal family, you know, our generation, our grandfather, our dad, you know, they used to work in the cotton fields. It gives a whole aspect of what Chicano living was like in San Angelo and South Texas and the musical origin where we come from. And, you know, it was pretty hard back in the days, you know. My dad was... Like I was fixing to say, you know, he was 3 or 4 years old picking cotton barefooted, you know, he continued to do music with his brothers and dreaming hard and trying to follow those dreams. And, you know, I guess little did he know or little did we even know that he was going to have, you know, a family and raise 3 sons and, you know, have them to be, you know, be
right
where we
up
are today.
On the charts. And good for you getting there. I mean, I've always loved your music, but once I really understood the backstory, I found... You know, I want to root for you guys, even beyond the music. It's a tremendous story. You are kind enough to have your instruments with you there today. Guitar, Henry, lead Henry, and JoJo on bass, and Ringo percussion. I wonder if you'd just play your giant hit for us. Everybody loves it. Everybody loves to hear it. To hear it acoustic would be terrific. And give us the background on Heaven. How far is Heaven? I heard you talking about this. I think it was Henry. It almost sounded like... the Mexican-American people asking that question, the way you put it.
Well, you know, if you, you know, I think it's more than just the Mexican-American people. I think it's really just the human spirit in all, really looking for that, whatever their heaven is, they're looking for this peace. And because everybody everywhere goes through hard times or goes through a bad day or bad situation that you just, you know, you look to the sky and you say, Lord, help me, you know, because... And the heaven was a real prayer turned into a song, not meaning to be. It was just a real true soul that was putting true feelings down on paper. And we got a family of brothers that, you know, are singing what we've been blessed with, man. So
we're delighted to have you there, ready to sing it. But play it for us. Put it in our ears.
Okay.
Los Lonely Boys, live and acoustic for us in New York City and right here on the air. You know, I found a great piece of tape from Hector Galán's documentary about you three, Cotton Fields and Crossroads. He describes them. Here he's got Austin radio station KGSR DJ Jody Denberg talking about playing their hit song and then some of your response. Let's listen.
And I had played it, and I guess the guys heard it on their drive into Austin.
I turn on the radio and all of a sudden, right here comes, man, Heaven, a song of ours, man, and it comes on the radio in Austin, man, and we're like, me and Jojo, man, we start screaming, and man, we start bawling and crying. And, man, man, we pulled over and we're getting hugs. And hey, man, I called my mom right away. I tried to call my wife, but she didn't answer. And hey, you know, they're playing us on the radio.
I love it. Los Lonely Boys responding to hearing that song for the first time. Now 2 million copies of that album sold. This is just a couple of years ago. Your joyride is still young. Does it still feel young, Henry, JoJo, Ringo?
No.
It's never ever really felt young, man, because we've been, I mean, it's really, you know, we've been doing music our whole life. It's never, we've never been not playing music, not touring, not traveling to survive, you know, not playing music just to pay the bills and feed the families, you know, and it just gotten progressed over the years, you know, with our own families and our own, you know, our own kids and our own bills.
<You're> right. Quite a lot of progression, I'd say. We'll come back and talk about it. Here's Home from the new album Sacred. Los Lonely Boys are with us. Listeners, you can join us, 800-423-8255. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
Oh, I'm praying every day. Lord, take this pain away.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking with the Texican rock and roll sensation Los Lonely Boys. Here's the song Outlaws from their new album, Sacred.
I'm remembering old Waylon and good old Johnny Cash. Man, they're an inspiration to what I am. But don't get me wrong. Still Texican to the bone, Lord. Right. Passing on the song, just like my daddy to his son. Oh, that's right. This one's for the outlaws before me.
Outlaws from the new Los Lonely Boys album, Sacred. They've got appearances on that song by their dad, Enrique Garza Sr. They grew up playing with him, and by Willie Nelson, who played, has played and continues to play an important part in the musical life of this young, big, smash hit trio. Los Lonely Boys are with us with their instruments in New York. You can join the conversation. Can you hear the history in this music? Can you hear the Mexican-American fusion, the voice of the Texican? Have they had you since heaven? And can you hear the generations working their way up in these voices? 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Henry Garza, JoJo Garza, and Ringo Garza, all three with us in New York. I want to ask you about this song in particular because it goes right to your family's history and your dad packing you up, not your sisters, not your mom, they had split up, heading with you for Nashville. And we can still hear that country homage right here in the song. How old were you? What did you learn in Nashville about life and music?
Well, this is Ringo. This is Ringo. I was about 8 or 9 years old when we moved to Nashville.
Yeah.
And what I learned in Nashville about music is that music knows no color. It knows no boundaries. And playing hard every day just to survive, making music a lifestyle more than just a hit song or a platinum record or a groove or something. You know, music is a way of life for Los Lonely Boys.
It's family, you know, it's family.
It's family.
And it was family early on with your dad. I mean, you were on stage with your father. This was his dream to begin with, the Nashville piece of this, was it not?
Yes, it sure was his dream. And you know, through the grace of God, we're now living our dad's dreams and meeting a lot of the people like Ronnie Millsap and from Willie Nelson too, to some of his greatest heroes. And for us to be doing them, it's just like our dad, you know, we're living our dad's dreams, you know, and it's a real dream come true, you know, it's a real true story that's still going on.
Yeah.
We went to Nashville, you know, with hopes high. We wanted to be the first Mexican-American family country band. Say that fast five times, dude.
We'll try. But your father, and I find his story really touching. I mean, your mom's too and your sister's. They all are soulful people. But your father had this dream, which wasn't exactly common, to go country. I mean, he grew up with, as you say, the conjunto music and right. more traditional music. What was it that drew him to country? And you guys as well, you talk in Outlaws about Johnny Cash. I mean, on the one hand, you sound great playing this. On the other hand, and this is the kind of working class music of America. On the other hand, it has sometimes been the music of white American nativism. You know, in a way, you can find some anthems in that realm that push back against the Chicano entry.
Well, what I think, man, I think that my father really was just being, I guess, as American as the name is American, you know, because he was being free in spirit, creating music just from his own traditional background, and at the same time
being a Mexican outlaw, because he was playing country music when nobody, you know, in the Chicano heritage or the Latino areas where we live didn't want to hear country music from a Chicano.
But my dad was one of the first guys to fuse it with conjunto. And do things that people were kind of like afraid to do or say that you shouldn't do that or don't mess with that like that, you know. And
yeah,
we kind of got the same thing when we were creating our music, because it was, you know, you get hit from both sides, man. Mm-hmm. We're either too Mexican for these people or we're not enough Mexican for these people, man.
I think you've risen up above probably most or all of that in the end. But there's a great moment, again, in the documentary, Cotton Fields and Crossroads. I want to play it for you. Here's your dad. Enrique, he moved with you to Nashville during your middle school years, I guess.
Right.
And sometimes you would show up to play country music in a country music setting, and the white audience would not necessarily respond in a welcome way before the music began.
No,
let's listen. Let's listen.
There were some times, man, that would people would start laughing, like, and especially Ringo. Little Ringo would feel bad, and he'd come over, "Daddy, those people are laughing about us." And I would tell him, "That's all right, son." I said, just chill. Wait till we play, and then they'll understand where we come from and what we do.
And indeed, they would come to understand it. But your dad, that's a very sort of broad-minded response there. He's saying, just hang in, play the music, they'll come around. But hearing that laughter when you first come out on stage as a Chicano country band,
It was actually more than laughter, man. I mean, it got down to the point where we'd walk into this little bar and literally they'd be saying, "Get those little wetbacks off the stage," you know? And I don't think my dad really wanted to say that on the movie, but that's how harsh it was, you know? And being a young age, 8 or 9 years old, that's what I mean by when I said that music knew no color and it knows no boundaries. Because as soon as we got up there and sang a Hank Williams Sr. song, you know, everybody would just kind of be quiet and listen to the music. And as soon as we get off stage, they were like, you know, "We're sorry," and we didn't understand. You know, that's, like I said, that's when we knew music had no limits.
Yeah.
We learned something, man, but the people that were out there, too, were learning something as well.
Yes, they
were learning. They were learning that, you know, not just because you're a different color, just because you're Mexican-American, that music doesn't belong to someone's, you know, color of their skin, man. It's in the heart. It's in the soul. And for us, we learned that, and we just want to keep spreading that and sharing that, man. But I just got to say that what you just played my dad saying, man, it brings a tear to the eye to us, man, because it is very real. What, you know, Los Lonely Boys are very real. We've got no reason to lie or put up some front in front of anybody,
right,
because music is our life. It's what we've been doing. It's what we've been blessed with. And
the way he leaned into that, you know, yes, there's laughter. They may be hooting, but just play the music, sons, and you'll be fine. He was sure right about that. We've got a lot of listeners who want to speak with you three. Let me turn to them for a moment here. In Hartsville, South Carolina, Michelle's calling. Hi, Michelle. You're on the air with Los Lonely Boys.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted them to know that each time I hear the song, "How Far Is Heaven," puts a smile on my face. I love it. puts me above the clouds, and I just want these guys to know that they are absolutely the greatest. This is my all-time favorite, and I wish them the very best.
Wow, that's
thank you, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
Michelle, we love you. Thank you very much. God bless
you.
That's terrific. Big applause, big props from Michelle out there. Let's get another call right away if we may. Thomas is on the line from Marion, South Carolina. South Carolina's calling in today. Hi, Thomas. You're on the air with Los Lonely Boys.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
South Carolina theme today. Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going, man?
There's a band called Underground Band, Jam Band called Widespread Panic. Don't know if y'all are familiar with those guys.
Yeah, we know those guys.
They've got a percussionist, Domingo Ortiz, is from Texas, and he brought, you know, some of that culture to that band, as well as JB's from Cleveland. But my question, I suppose, number one, I enjoy you guys very much, but I have not seen a documentary, plan on doing so. But besides your family, what influences do you guys have? I know a lot of country, but do you have any rock influences? And, you know, just keep on keeping on. I enjoy you guys.
Thomas,
thanks.
Thanks,
man.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. As far as influences go, man, I mean, anything that sounds good to our ears and our hearts, we listen to it. I mean, from great rock musicians from, Lynyrd Skynyrd to Jimi Hendrix to, you know, The Doors, you know, we like it all, brother, that if it's got a good message, good tone, makes you feel good.
A lot of Stevie Ray in there, maybe Richie Valens, of course, Willie Nelson, but Santana, you can hear that in the open of some of your stuff as well. Let's hear it. Could you guys play My Way for us off the new album, Sacred?
Hey. Sure, man. An illusion. To me, it don't mean a thing. No. You can try and deceive me, but I see right through your skin. What you're trying to tell me is something I don't believe in. Don't tell me how to live my life. Don't tell me how to pray. Don't tell me how to sing my song. Don't tell me what to say. 'Cause I believe that miracles happen every day. I don't care what you say, I'm gonna do it my way. You say you have all the answers, and I should do it your way. How many times do I have to tell you I ain't no puppet on a string? Listen to me. Don't tell me how to live my life. Don't tell me how to pray. Don't tell me how to sing my song. Don't tell me what to say. 'Cause I believe that miracles happen every day. Don't care what you say, I'm gonna do it my way. I'm gonna do it my way. What you say? We'll be right back.
with my life. Don't tell me how to pray. Don't tell me how to sing my song. Don't tell me what to say. Don't tell me how to live my life. Don't tell me how to pray. Don't tell me how to sing my song. Don't tell me what to say. 'Cause I believe that miracles happen every day. I don't care what you say. I'm gonna do it my way. I'm gonna do it my way. Oh, I'm gonna do it God's way. Yeah, that's what I say.
Los Lonely Boys, live and on point from New York, and isn't that great? My Way from the new album, Sacred, and they are making waves. Let's take a call from Nashville, Tennessee. Lanny, you're on the air with Los Lonely Boys.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I just had a call. I saw these fellows when they were just, I guess, first starting out in Nashville. I saw them at a little club and was just completely blown away by them.
Do you remember the name of the club, Lanny?
It was Third and Lindsay.
Third. You got a rise from them, yeah?
Yeah. They were
That's the old stomping grounds.
Yeah, man. And I stood outside and talked with your dad for the longest time and found him to be just delightful and was so blown away by you guys that I was probably the oldest guy at Bonnaroo when you played there.
What do you hear in this sound, Lanny? What do you hear?
Oh, gosh, I just hear so much spirit and so much joy and so much power. It's just unmistakable, and you just can't deny it. It's just great.
Yeah, we're right there with you. Lanny, thanks
Thank
a lot
you,
for calling. That's terrific.
Thank you, Lanny.
Right back to the early times. Awesome. So how long ago was that, Henry, JoJo, Ringo?
Third and Lindsley?
Third and Lindsley.
It's been, man, it's good. Been a good 9 years, good 8-9 years, man.
Probably even 10.
I mean, who knows?
You,
it's been
you
a while.
Were boys. You were Lonely Boys in those days. Lonely Boys, the name of a very, very early song that you all wrote with your daddy. I think I heard him say he stuck Los on the front to make sure everybody would know you had Mexican roots.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And actually, I think we were doing some show somewhere, man. And Ringo, I remember we were trying to come up with band names. And me and JoJo were coming up with some pretty weird ones. And Ringo just... He's thinking of that song my dad wrote, and I said, let's call it Los Lonely Boys, man. And my dad, too, said, oh, man, you know. Actually, you know, we can't even really figure out the story and see who gets the credit for that.
That's probably just as well. Keep three brothers united right there. It's great to have you with us today. Just terrific. And we've got a lot more listeners who want to join us. We're going to check in with Texas as well. We've got Los Lonely Boys with us this hour, the Mexican-American sensation out of San Angelo, Texas. We want to talk more about San Angelo as well. You can join the conversation. Can you hear the generations working up in these voices? Latino listeners, what do you hear in the music, the story of Los Lonely Boys? Is this the sound of the Chicano, the Texican coming of age in America? We're at 800-423-8255. Here's Hollywood from Los Lonely Boys. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Tragedies that have seen me through.
Support for On Point comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Indigene Pharmaceuticals, maker of Relaxane, a non-prescription product for relieving the symptoms of everyday stress at Rite Aid GNC and Duane Reade. And McGuire Associates, 23 years helping educational institutions achieve strategic success with insightful research and creative consulting. McGuire, ASSOC.
I'm Tom Asbrook. This is On Point. We're talking with the West Texas trio Los Lonely Boys. Here's Roses from their new album, Sacred. Beautiful music and proud Texicans out of hardscrabble San Angelo, Texas. The Lonely Boys, Henry Garza, Jojo Garza, and Ringo Garza, join us live from New York. I want to get a little sound of Texas in our ears as we speak with these guys. Joining us right now from Austin, Texas, where they first began to break through, is Arnold Garcia. He's editorial page editor for the Austin American Statesman, himself born and raised in San Angelo. Big fan of Los Lonely Boys. Arnold Garcia, thanks for being with us.
Hey there. Thanks for the invite. Hey, guys.
Hey,
¿qué tal, vatos?
Aquí nomás, bro. New York City, tú sabes.
Great. We love it. Arnold, we invited you on because we've heard you talk about it, and we wished you'd share with us a little of what it means for a group like this to come out of San Angelo, play San Angelo for us, and what does it mean for this super group to come out of there the way Los Lonely Boys have?
Well, just to give you a little context, San Angelo has always been a very a musical town.
Mm-hmm.
And just to say something, that they're not the only sensation that ever came out of San Angelo. Fess Parker, the Davy Crockett's from there.
All right.
The Lakeview High School. But they're so far over the considerable success that he achieved. So San Angelo is proud of these guys.
But when I look at the video of them playing, when they finally, after making it so big, they come back to San Angelo, they play there, and there's all kinds of people in that audience, and everybody's enjoying it, you know, no matter what the color. But the Chicano faces, the Mexican-American faces there, are just wrapped with pride and joy at their success. Explain that for us, Arnold. It's, I guess
well, I think that's a success that we all share, because these guys have transcended the Latino market, and they're sort of following in the footsteps of a lot of very talented musicians that never quite made it to that kind of level. I'm talking about people like Little Joe, Joe Bravo, Freddie Fender, a lot of people who sort of kept the culture alive, and that's what these guys have. And I say when collectively. Have meant to us. When I was a kid growing up in the 50s and the 60s, you didn't see Latinos in the mass media. You didn't see them. You didn't read Latino bylines in newspapers. You didn't see Latinos other than Gilbert Roland in the movies. So the musicians were sort of what our touchstone to the culture, and it wasn't a Mexican culture. It was. I think these guys have hit it exactly. They say it's a Texican culture.
I love the word. Yeah,
because the it's not Mexican, and it's not it's Latino. It's born, raised American, all American music from that inspired by that part of the country
through and through, and lifting a lot of people straight up. Arnold Garcia in Austin, thanks a lot for being with us.
Well, thank you for the invite. You guys keep rocking.
Muchas gracias, Arnold, man. You know.
Okay, nos vemos. Hey, caught your act. I'm glad the Rolling Stones decided to close the show for you the other day.
Hey, that's pretty good. Arnold Garcia, thanks a lot for being with us. Henry Jojo, yeah, please.
You know, it's just noting on what Arnold said there, you know, it's just like what Carlos Santana said when he met us. You know, he said that through us, through people like us, you know, Los Lonely Boys, Carlos Santana, Los Lobos, Richie Valens, with our culture, you know, through us, our people, we're living, you know, through their dreams and aspirations, you know, through us, you know, all the dishwashers, all the hotel cleaners and stuff that, you know, we're living those dreams of our people, you know, and that's what, you know, I think Arnold was saying too, you know, because and that's what Santana said, man.
Yeah, we hear it loud and clear. What do you all think? We've just come through a big season not long ago of debate about immigration and the Mexican border. You got a 700-mile wall now supposedly going to come up down there. You know, you've got Pat Buchanan and Lou Dobbs really wailing on immigrants and the Minutemen at the border. What do you think of this big American kind of debate with about what to do with Mexico?
Well, man, Los Lonely Boys aren't real political, man. We'd like to say we're more just right head on straight to the heart, you know. We're not going to sit around and say, hey, the numbers match, these numbers are too high. Or,
but when it starts breaking up families, you know, a grandfather or a father or that's mother has to leave America because they're not a citizen and the rest of their family are from America and stuff like that, and they have to leave. That's when it starts getting bad, you know?
Yeah, I just think that all the houses and buildings and parks and water pipe systems and gas lines and brick laying and all that sort of stuff wouldn't be getting done if they actually, you know, get it done and get everybody out of here, if you want my truth about
it. We hear it. Not too political, but keeping it real right there, and we appreciate
that. Yeah, man. I mean, it's basically down and real, you know, because it's not about putting up a wall or a piece of line, a
dirt.
I bet
they're going to make us build the wall, watch.
A line in the dirt. You know?
The Mexicans are going to build the wall, watch.
Watch out. Let's take a call from Dighton, Massachusetts. Andy, you're on the air.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, what's going on, Andy?
Hey, you guys are paving the way. You're paving the way. I got a question for you. Do you guys perform in Spanish at all for the Spanish community?
You know, we used to a long time ago. We used to do that, but now we're just, you know, we've been working on our own original music and stuff, and we kind of just throw it both in there, you know. And our audience is mixed. You know, there is Spanish. There is, you know, Mexican Americans, Texicans.
Being
you know.
Chicano, man, it's already done by itself, man. You know. We don't. I don't think we have to really sit and sing a whole song in Spanish unless we write it in Spanish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about how.
But
Selena,
we like to do bilingual.
How Selena started in English, and she went over to Spanish.
Oh yeah, well, she started in Spanish and then went over to English.
Oh, she did.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
which was really cool, you know, because you know, for us, we didn't do the same thing, but it's from the same background, you know. Selena's a true Tejana, you know. She's a true Tejana. She's from Texas, right. and she's a perfect example of, you know, of a Tejana, Texican music.
That's great, know? Andy. Thanks for your call. You know, I wonder. We talked. You mentioned a couple times your dad's old conjunto music. I want to hear Diamonds in a second, but could you just pluck out a little conjunto? What does that sound like? Just give us a little lick of what that is.
Compañero prisionero, tú que estás aquí conmigo, ya no llores por tu pena, ya se acabará el castigo.
Right, so what's that song, and when would you have first played it?
That song right there is talking about a prisoner behind bars, talking about trying to basically get in touch with somebody, hopefully, that he's got left out there while he's been locked up the last, you know, life.
Usually conjunto songs, man, they're usually like polkas, corridos, you know, and they're usually stories.
They all have really sad stories. Yeah. They're harsh stories.
They're all stories, dude.
They're harsh, man.
And how old were you when you first started playing those on stage with your father?
Oh, we were doing that before we came out of our mother.
From the get-go. Let's get another call from Nashville, if I may. Chip is on the line. Hi, Chip. You're on the air.
Thanks, Tom, for taking my call. Yeah. Hey, guys, this is Chip Petrie in Nashville. How you guys
doing? Chip, what's up, dude?
Oh, boy. boy.
You just had to call in, right?
Man, we love this guy, man.
I love you guys, too. I just I wanted to call and tell you I love you.
Okay, next caller. Today. Sorry, Chip.
Chip, what's the history here? You clearly know Los Lonely Boys.
I worked with them. I was their attorney when they lived here in Nashville and helped them with an old manager situation, and they've just been a good friend ever since. So.
Well, that's great. And what do you see in their success?
Everything. It's the wonderful burrito of music. I've heard Henry use that description before, and it's
wrapping it all up together.
All together, and I was with you guys as y'all will recall out at the Fillmore when you met Carlos, and you've mentioned That's him right. earlier in the program. I was wondering if you guys had any more projects or new projects coming up with him in the near future, and I'll take my answer offline, but wanted to say hello and wish you guys only the very best.
Chip, that's great.
Bro, we love you, man.
Say hello to Henry for us.
Hey, give us a call, man. Hey, call me later, bro.
All right, will do. You guys take care.
Carlos Santana, right, you have anything coming up with Mr. Santana?
We actually just got off tour with Santana.
No, we're just going to... I'm just kidding. Go ahead, man.
We actually just got off tour with Santana. We did a run with him up here on the East Coast. And
that's pretty great.
It was great.
We're actually
getting
ready to hibernate, man.
Yeah,
we're
good for you.
Stuffing the turkey and unwrapping tamales so we can open something for Christmas.
That's good. We're glad that we caught you just before you go into that hibernation. How about Diamonds? Have you got it there from the new album? Can you play it for us from Sacred?
Do y'all have that over? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just maybe.
NPR.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a rainbow way on across them hills, and my baby's love is with me, and I know that it's for real. But I ain't got no diamonds, girl, you know I ain't got no gold. I ain't never been a rich man, but girl, I got you here to hold. We dance out in the moonlit sky, but it pales beside her light. So she puts her arms around me, hey, I tell her it's alright. I ain't got no diamond, girl, you know I ain't got no gold. I ain't never been a rich man, but girl, I got you here to hold, yeah. Matter in that moment, you will see far beyond our selfish wonder. Love is simple, love is free. I ain't got no diamond, and girl, you know I ain't got no gold. Never been a rich man, but girl, I got you here to hold, yeah. Cause I ain't got no diamonds, I ain't got no gold, I ain't got no gold, but I have you, love you, darling.
Los Lonely Boys with Diamonds from the new album Sacred. One more call from Grimes, Iowa. Sue, you're the last word today. We've just got a minute. Give it to us straight.
Yeah, hi, Tom. Hey, Los Lonely Boys, I really want to say thank you for making the last of my husband's life happy and joyful, because when he died, which was last November, he discovered you by watching. I called him Homer Simpson. He was always buying stuff off the TV. He saw on television a commercial where it said, "This is Willie Nelson's most favorite local band, Los Lonely Boys." So he ordered that CD from the television. He got that, and he played it so much. He said, "You're better than Los Lobos. He loved you guys. He was so he was so into your music. And he passed in this house, and your CD was on repeat in the carousel and in the CD player. And
if I could just say something right quick to you.
What?
This is JoJo. Just want to say that our hearts are there with you, as you're saying all this,
Thank you.
We're right there with you, and we love you. And
really sorry your husband is gone, but
we're
in a better place.
We're very honored to have been brought to your home and to your CD players and to your heart.
And we're very touched by your story.
He wanted to see you so much.
He's watching us. He's watching.
He's watching right now.
He's listening to us
he's
right now.
He's looking on the big screen now.
I know that, too. I know that, too.
Sue, our prayers with your husband. Our clock winds down, but that image of your husband with Los Lonely Boys on repeat at the end, that will stick with us. We appreciate your call from Grimes,
Thank
Iowa.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Tom, we get that a lot, brother. We seem to be really influenced on a lot of people's lives personally, and
on a personal level.
Well, you bring it positive and you bring it real, and I wish we had a whole other hour to do it with you, but I know you're heading home for Thanksgiving soon and our time's about to wrap up as well. Henry, JoJo, Ringo, Garza, thanks to all three of you. Just great to have you with us this hour.
Hey,
thanks for having us.
Remember, that's the bottom line. Los Lonely Boys said so.
All right. Los Lonely Boys, the new album is Sacred. We go out with Texican Style. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
On Point is a production of WBUR Boston and NPR, National Public Radio.